Azeroth with
Attitudes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Azeroth with Attitude. My name's 8-Bit Dylan, and she's back.
Hi, my name is Art, and I'm back by unpopular demand.
That is such a lie, girl. I have been wanting you back so bad. Shout out to our previous three guests. They were so good, but it just feels good to have you back, girl.
No, I've really, really missed it. I've missed, like, talking to you. I've missed the podcast. I've missed streaming. I'm streaming. So, like, we're pre-recording this tomorrow is, like, my first stream. I haven't turned on my camera in 2 weeks, which felt so, like, nice to turn it back on again and all these lights. And my nose is still a bit swollen. I still sound a little nasally. I'll sound like I used to sound. My voice should change, theoretically. And I have a little bit of pain when I'm speaking and when I laugh too much. So I hope we don't laugh too much today.
Sure.
And yeah, no, but I feel good. I feel really good. This break was nice, but also challenging in a way where it's like, I don't know. This is the first time I took a longer break as a content creator that wasn't forced.
Yeah.
And well, it was forced. It was like, yeah. I have to take a break, but it's a little tough because you just like, well, you spend more time on social media and it wrecked me. It really did. Like, ooh, emotionally, like mental health wise, being on social media during that break was not good for me, but I've played a lot of games and
yes,
in that regard, it was really nice. But yeah, I'm just very excited to be back.
I just need to know, does it hurt sitting on the BBL that you got? And like, for the audio listeners out there that don't have a visual component, Art's lips are so plumped up and surged up. Art is in his All Stars era. Mm-hmm. The brow bones are so far back, I'm thinking he's got elf eyebrows
yes,
from cheekbones. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I went to the doctor and I said, make me look like Lady Ashvane. And they were like, I got you, diva. So I have a new pair of tits. I have new cheeks. I also got my lips done, which is why I can't sit. And yeah, I'm very happy. I'm happy that recovery is going really well.
I can't with the fact that I got my lips done. That's why I can't sit. It's crazy. Anyway.
Well, yes.
Okay, so
how have you been?
Girl, I am so tired. Okay.
Oh.
Listen.
So we just start it.
One of my hobbies that I like to do is I will help my friends produce something called live reality games. Sometimes I play in those live reality games. And a live reality game is like, you know, like shows like Survivor, Big Brother, The Traitors.
Like Squid Game. Oh, yeah.
Squid Game. Yeah. There's like, yeah, it's like a reality show. But in a live reality game, it's like you're playing it over the course of like a weekend or a week with friends in a house. And it gets like, it's like you're playing the game. It gets cutthroat. Sometimes there's episodes. Sometimes it's live. Sometimes it's not even filmed. So this weekend I played in
my... Why would it not be filmed?
Sometimes they just do it for fun.
Oh, okay.
So this weekend, I can't say the name of the LRG just yet, but I played in one this weekend in Louisiana. So I did a 6-hour road trip out to Louisiana, and girl, okay, it was the second LRG I've ever played, and my body is wrecked. I can't say why, but
it was 40.
I didn't expect it to be as sporty as it was, but I will just say I fought some girls. Let's just say that.
Oh.
It was crazy. It was so exciting, and I cannot wait for people to see the episodes. Previously, I'd played in this game called Greenhouse in season 7 of it. Shout out. You can watch the YouTube or all the episodes out on YouTube. But I'll definitely talk about it more once the episodes come out about this one I filmed this weekend, but it was so exhausting.
Yeah. Like, so is that like creators only or?
No, it's a lot of it is like, sometimes it's like Louisiana locals. Sometimes it's people that play, okay, these games. Some people flew in for it. Some people drove in for it. But I lived in a house over the weekend with like pretty much random strangers, and we voted each other out, and Like, it was cutthroat, and there was challenges and deceit. I can't wait for people to see me play this game.
I feel like I should also do that one day. I feel I would be really good at, like a super shady show where it's like traitors, you know?
Yeah.
I would love that. Ooh, I would love that. Either that or like a really messy like dating reality show.
Girl, don't get me started how you would be like on a dating show.
Oh no, I would be fierce.
Oh no, so you would be.
It would obviously be like a gay dating show, which I always find really funny, the concept of like the gay bachelors. It's like, oh, everybody wants that guy. Girl, the gays don't just want one guy. It's like, they all just, you know.
They're in the bathroom.
Like, it's like, who cares about the bachelor?
Yeah. They're like, what is that sound that we're constantly hearing on the microphones? Like, what is that? Is everyone like vomiting or gagging in the bathroom?
Is everybody okay? Like, use that water or something?
Is the cat sick?
No, but like, I would be in that show and I would be so messy. I would literally like play so many mind games. I would be like, oh, you know, he told me that like I'm perfect and he told me that like he doesn't like you, but he like really likes me. And then I would tell the other one, be like, oh my God, he told me he doesn't like me, but like he said that he likes this guy. Like, I would be so shady. I would cause so much shit. And then I would probably like, people would probably figure it out and I'd be like, and what? And then I would leave. I would love that. Because no one's really there to like find a boyfriend. No. I'm sorry, but like if I have to go to reality to find a boyfriend, that's probably like the wrong way to get into a relationship. So let's have fun.
This weekend, the game that I played, this was the first time that there was actual prize money on the line. So it was like $250. So if you survived and won, you got $250 to your name.
You have to tax that.
Probably. I don't know. But the one I did previously, there was no prize. But it's so interesting when you get into like these types of games, because you don't think it's gonna be serious at all. You take it so unseriously. But then by the end of the weekend, you are crying. There's emotions. Like, I cried. I cried during this game. I can't say why, and I can't say how.
Okay, I'm watching that.
Girl, it's insane. Like, because your mind, you become so, like, mentally and physically exhausted. Because, like, all hours, you are just playing this game. So there's no reprieve. There's no, like, time to just, like, sit and think to yourself. It's like, all right, someone's gone. Get into the next round. Someone's gone, get into the next round. And that's how it is in these live games. And then if you aren't, so say like you get eliminated early, then you help produce the show. So it's just like, if you can step away from it if you want, but I'm the kind of person that like, and this is me not spoiling my placement because I could go home early in the show. I am the type of person that will stick around and help make the show happen. So I'll hold cameras. I'll like work and volunteer hours to like make sure the show happens. And that's also super exhausting and just like tiring. So
yeah,
I had a blast. I can't wait for y'all to see me be shady as fuck in a show.
Do you think that would be surprising?
No, because if you go back and watch Greenhouse season 7, you'll know I get into verbal altercations in that show.
You?
Yes,
you
girl.
People?
Girl.
Oh my God. I feel like you're the type of person you can't hurt a fly.
Oh, I straight up went up to someone's face. I had power and I said, I'm putting you up. You're going home this week. And they were gagged. They were like, oh, And then everyone left and they were like, you're joking, right? And I said, no, I'm not joking. I am putting you up and you're going home this week. And we got into a fight.
Okay, well, that's also really aggressive of you, Dylan.
I know.
Just saying. You know what? I'm always like, whenever I watch these TV shows and somebody starts crying, I'm like, girl, what are you crying for? This is reality TV. Like, why? Mm-hmm. But now that you tell me this, I'm like, no, I believe that you would have cried if you had a legitimate reason and felt like crying. And I think you would have cried for the show. I also feel like that's really hard to do. And getting into these like physical, not physical, but getting into these like fights like verbal fights. I'm also like, how does that happen? Like, why is nobody like a decent person? But I guess living and doing everything in such like a intense short period of time, I guess, brings everything out of you. I don't know.
Yeah, and people also try to make TV. And that's the issue, I think, in some of these live reality games. And I guess in reality shows too, is people try to put on a facade.
Oh, I would hate that.
And manufacture drama. And it's like, we know this is fake. We know this is fake. You're self-producing here. And then sometimes people take it too seriously and take everything personal. And it's like, we're in a game right now. Like, me telling you I'm going to vote you out is me not saying I hate you or I don't like you. It's like, girl, we're playing a game.
Yeah, but like, would you like being like, well, I'm going to vote you out. You're going home. Would you like hearing that?
Yeah, because now I know who my target is going forward. I'm like, cool.
Okay.
Now you're my target. So thank you for telling me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the aggressive divas in reality TV shows because I think they're fun to watch. Like in Drag Race 2, I always liked the villain people. Yeah. But I do feel like I would probably crumble if somebody would be a villain to me. I would probably be like, I would marry you. I wouldn't be able. I would be like, girl, why she was so mean to me? Like, she hates me. She wants me to die. God.
Yeah. it's also like an interesting, like, I don't know, like being in a scenario like that, it's so weird because you can't trust anything anyone is telling you. So you already like become paranoid. You're like, everyone's lying to me. No one likes me. Like, and you have to like suffocate that feeling because you can't be paranoid in a reality show situation. You kind of have to trust people.
And, that's really hard.
But then you're also actively lying to people. Like, you are the reason why everyone else is also paranoid.
So it's like Survivor. Yeah. Survivor is insane.
Yeah, it's... I don't want to say the game that I did, but the game that I did play involved definitely, like, vote. There was voting. There were physical and mental challenges. And easily the most intense...
Just cut out. What did you say?
Oh, physical and mental challenges.
Oh, okay.
And the challenges were some of the most excruciating, difficult challenges I've ever done in anything.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm really excited to watch this.
Yeah, it was fun.
But besides reality TV show and nose jobs, what else happened? How was WoW?
I feel so bad. My life has been a whirlwind the last like 3 weeks. So while you've been recovering, I have been like on work trips and this weekend gig. I got back from Las Vegas for a work trip. So for those that don't know, I work for Roblox in my day-to-day life. And we did a really cool like esports competitive like... event in Las Vegas. So I flew out for that. So I was busy that previous weekend. Then this last weekend, I was playing this reality show game. And then the week before that, I also was worried about like taxes and all that stuff in the US. I have been like nonstop ball of stress this entire like week. I have not had time to really soak in World of Warcraft. And
I don't think you've missed much.
Oh, but I'm excited to chat about it because some of the choices that have been made in this last patch have been interesting, but I'm very curious to know what your thoughts are because I know you did play a lot of WoW during your recovery.
Yes, I will let you know that my NA character is level 87.
Oh, okay.
I have remade and did another character on NA because I really couldn't make up my mind. I was like, okay, I have all this time on my hands right now. I can't make content. Well, I did kind of make content. I was editing a little bit, like older clips, but I was like, I have all this time. Let me finally get my NA character up. It takes forever to level on a new account. Forever. It takes so long.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels insanely long this time around. I don't know. Usually I really enjoy leveling, but I'm not it's really boring. I'm sorry. It's kind of boring.
It is incredibly boring.
I decided to actually level. I was like, what is something that I've truly never played, but that doesn't make me feel like ew when I like think about playing it? So like Rogue, no. Warrior, no. But I was like, wait, I've never played an Unholy DK. And I'm kind of interested in seeing what it's like because it's different now. And I'm loving it. At least that part is really fun. So I've been doing that. And then obviously on my account, my new account, I've been trying to play the new content. And I am so confused with the whole thing. I have not touched ritual sites. I didn't even realize that they're like an instance thing. I haven't even done them yet. I've done the like open world stuff, but it feels odd fighting the void in invading void forces when we've just kind of finished the fight. I don't know. I feel like it's all a bit odd. And it's also like, it's a bunch of content where I'm like, who asked for this? Any askers in the chat? Because I didn't. Like, I don't know. I think it's really bad. Like, and I don't like talking bad about World of Warcraft because there's already so much negativity around it. But I genuinely think this patch should have not happened, or it should have just like been cut in half. Or I don't know, the way their new cadence of releasing content worries me a little bit, because if they wanna keep up to a speed that nobody asked them to do. Like, yes, there were content droughts in the past, and I enjoy having regular content, but I also enjoy downtimes in WoW because then I get to play other games and like, I don't know, or like do like other activities in WoW that are not current expansion stuff, like old achievements, old mount farms and stuff. But I feel like I don't even get to do that. And the completionist in me is kind of dying because I'm like, well, I can't keep up with all of this anyway. So I'm just going to cut my losses and be like, well, I'm just going to ignore this type of content. And I think that's bad for an MMO. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like we're being suffocated by choice.
Absolutely.
There is way too many plates spinning right now in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Because we've previously talked about like Blizzard's approach to World of Warcraft, I understand, is like we want to make content for all these different audiences that play. So the PvEers, the PvPers, the casual audience, the now the home decorating like people, the collect-a-thon people that need to collect everything. The issue is they're trying to make content for all of these audiences all at once. And we are so overwhelmed with things that we need to grind or do or like keep up with in order to like feel like we're not missing out on content. The amount of FOMO that is fed into World of Warcraft right now. Season one ends soon. And I feel...
Does it?
Doesn't it? It like, this is like... There's like,
I don't think so.
Isn't there like one more patch? There's like one more patch in season one.
Oh, yeah. But like season two will probably start. I think season two will start around like BlizzCon time.
Oh, thank God. Because I was like, there's just not enough time to like get all these things up. Okay, thank God.
Yeah. But no. You do have time. It's just like the content isn't good. You know, like
it's not.
It's boring. It's like an event we've seen a million times already where it's like it's on timers and you fly around, you do these invasions, and then there's a big boss at the end. We've seen this a million times. I find it really boring. And yes, there's like catch up gear and there's some cosmetics in there. That's all cool. I want those cosmetics, but I'm also just like really bored. Like I can't get myself to do it because I'm just so bored by it. Yeah. And I think that's what the issue is. I just think it's too much. And like, yes, you could technically wait and get this done like in next expansion when it's like when you can just one shot everything, but I don't know, it just feels like a little they can tone it down a little bit. I have this like issue with like things that are good and then they overdo it and then it just feels less special. I don't know, like patches used to be a little bit more exciting. Now it's like, oh, we're just getting another thing, and I barely haven't finished the previous thing.
Yeah,
and that's what worries me a little bit. Because I do usually like to do everything and complete everything 100%. That's the type of player I am, but I just can't do that anymore. And I also pretty much don't care about that anymore. And that's what kills my excitement a little bit for a while, because if I don't get excited to log in and do the new content, then how long is that going to last? You know, like what is actually like gripping me in the game? I did get my 3K on my M plus score. That was really exciting.
Hey, okay.
And I think I'm going to push to 3,400 because they also added that. Now, the highest score that you get, the reward is 3,400.
Yeah.
And you get like a token and you get to pick like a mount. So now I want that. Ooh. So there's like just so many things to work on. And then I also wanted to get into PvP, but I'm like, I don't know if I have time because I also am obsessed with Pokemon Pokopia.
Yes!
Worth every euro. It's such a good game. It's been such a like healing game to play during my like during my break. And then also like I want to stream Resident Evil. I want to play Diablo. Diablo has been really fun.
Ooh, we gotta talk. It's we gotta like talk about Diablo.
I don't have all of this. I want to play all of these games, and I want to play all of these classes in World of Warcraft, and I have all of these goals. I literally told my friends, I'm like, I wish I could clone myself so I could do all of this, but that feels bad. You know, like you shouldn't feel that way. So. I don't know. I'm in a bit of like a weird time right now with WoW.
No, I'm in the same mindset as you. I think my opinion is a little bit tinged because I've been traveling and doing so much. So most of my gameplay has been coming from the Steam Deck or my PlayStation Portal. And because of that, a large chunk of the games that I've been playing are Diablo 4 because I own that on PS5. I've been playing Sorrows, which is like this new Housemarque game. Amazing. 10 out of 10. Been loving it. And then I've been just like playing these like indie Steam Deck titles. I've also been playing Guild Wars 2 a lot. Just because I can get it to work on my Steam Deck really easily. So I've been like grinding out these like mounts that I've been wanting in Guild Wars 2. On the side. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just do this while I'm like at the airport or something. So I can easily just log in and get stuff done. It's to the point, and this is what I want WoW to do. It's to the point where it is easier for me to play Guild Wars 2 on my Steam Deck than it is on PC. And the controls.
Oh yeah, but they also only have like 5 buttons, right?
Yeah, the controls are so fluid. It works so well. You can navigate the UI easily. Like, it's amazing. And I would love that from World of Warcraft. Like, I know that there is, like, console mod. Like, there's a mod for that. But, like, give us that, like, in-game. Like, make it easier for me to want to, like, I don't know, sit in a bathtub and play World of Warcraft if I want to. On the flip side of that, I do want to talk about Diablo. Because we got those sickening World of Warcraft cosmetics.
Bitch.
Girl.
It gagged me so fiercely. I was like, this is not real. This is like AI. I was like, this is not real. Mm-hmm. I saw someone post a TikTok. I was like, oh, okay, get this AI slop away from my bitch is real.
It's real.
I was gagged, okay? Like so it kind of made me almost a little emotional. Like seeing that like mount, like that blue chicken mount that you get in like BC.
The Anzu.
In like a high res version, and these tier 2 sets that we have now seen in World of Warcraft like 3 times because they keep reading the nachos and recoloring it in a million colors. I was like, oh my God, like, is this what WoW could look like in like this day and age? If they would like, I don't know, redo it, if, like WoW 2 would be a thing, which I have like my separate feelings about that. But
yeah.
I was like, this is so beautiful. I can't believe this is real. Like, I love it so much. And yeah. I almost bought it. And I was like, girl, you can't justify buying that. You don't play Diablo enough to justify you bought it.
Girl.
You fiercely bought it.
Girl. Okay, so listen. I have a separate bank account that all of my Twitch money goes to, and then I just like pull money out of it whenever I need to. I spent over $100 on Diablo 4 cosmetics. Over $100. Girl, don't judge me. I was delirious.
I'm not judging.
From travel. I sat down on my couch, loaded up Diablo 4, saw the World of Warcraft cosmetics, was like, yeah, I want to get like all these tier sets. So I got all the tier sets. And then I was like, oh my God, there's like a little Murloc and there's these wings. Cool. I guess I'll get those too. I spent $105 and I still don't fucking own it all.
No, you don't. That's the issue. It's really expensive. Diablo cosmetics were always really expensive, but I also have to say they are incredible. They are so good.
They are good.
I was lucky enough to get provided a key by the Diablo team. So it was like an epic edition. So the epic edition gives you a few of the coins. Cool. So I was able to pick one set. But I picked a set a day before the World of Warcraft sets came out. I was so angry. I was so angry. I was like debating, should I message to like refund that? But I was like, girl, you got the key. Like, you can't be complaining about, you know, like, stop. Like, so I was like, should I spend it? And then I checked, there is this bundle where you spend, I think, 50.
That's
and
what
you
get, I did. Like,
all sets.
That's yes. what I did, yeah.
But then how did you end up to 100? And you okay. still don't own anything.
Okay, so there is a bundle of coins you buy that is, I believe, $50. And that's the 5,700 coins. Okay. So conveniently, that bundle was 5,700 coins. So I spent $50 and got... Oh, girl, it gets
They always get you with that little difference.
Girl, and that's exactly what happened. So I bought the bundle, got all of the armor sets. It's like, cool. Then I'm looking through and I'm like, oh, there's more World of Warcraft stuff. What the fuck is this?
There's like a weapon pack. I did saw that.
I didn't really care for the weapon pack as much. I was like, eh, it's fine. It's whatever. But that Murloc pet, I was like, this is really cute. I would love to have a little Murloc.
I hate Murlocs.
I wanted it. I also wanted the wings. I wanted the like fell wings.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Those really fucking sick. Cool.
But I also really wanted that bird raven mount. But I was like, okay, I'm not.
I love that one.
I know. I didn't buy the raven mount though. I ended up getting neither. The Murloc pet, and I got the wings. So I had some money. I had a little bit of coins left over. It wasn't enough for anything left. I was like, no, I'm cutting myself off. But then I learned that there's a battle pass. That's World of Warcraft themed also in the game. And I needed 500 extra coins for that. So I
So of course you
bought the $5 one so I could buy that. But I don't... Here's the thing. I was like, I don't even know if I have time to play Diablo 4. Like, to earn all this...
That's the problem, girl. That's the problem. Like, ugh. I love Diablo. I really am like a Blizzard enjoyer through and through. I also played a little bit of Overwatch, by the way, and I'm Same. Really enjoying it.
Haven't even played the season.
I'm incredibly bad at Overwatch.
And they added Diablo skins.
It. I'm like, I'm vibing. But Diablo, I did play. I was going to save it for stream, but I was like, girl, there's too many games to stream and I don't have time.
Yes.
And I've already made a commitment with Resident Evil and I want to play Resident Evil on stream. But like Diablo, and it's like, I have to come. And then I also want to play Tamodachi Life and I also want to do a Pukupia stream. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to like cut at least one off. So I was like, let me have Diablo for myself.
Yeah.
And if I just choose to stream it one day, I can just stream it. But I'm loving it. The story is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm playing Warlock, the new class, and I'm having a lot of fun with that too. It's so, so, so good. I wish that Warlock would be a little bit like that in World of Warcraft. It does have similarities. Like, one build is kind of destruction-based, one build is kind of demonology-based, and one is like kind of like hexing and like affliction. But it looks better than World of Warcraft, it obviously. Does. And it's so fun. Diablo is so good at like triggering these like dopamine receptors like crazy. It's such a fun game, but I am really close to also purchasing the pack because I don't want any of the sets. I just want the mage one, the sorcerer one.
It's because so good.
I think that one looks the best, and obviously the undead one too, but the death knight. But I don't know what it's tied to. Is it tied to rogue or
it's tied to, it's like class specific necromancer, which I found weird.
I don't like necromancer. Yeah. I just want to get the bird and the mage, but that's 50 euros. So it's like, isn't it better to give like an extra 20 and then get the mount and all of these sets? But you're literally not going to play that. You're not going to play that. So don't do it. I really have to like go out of my body and like look at myself and be like, bitch, do not buy that because you don't need it. Like, I genuinely will not play it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm still like back and forth.
And see,
because they're so pretty.
I know, my reasoning for buying it was because I do have other Diablo 4 characters. Like, I have a Spiritborn, I have like all of these other ones that I've been playing. I still need to play through Vessels of Hate or Vessel of Hatred. I'm like more than halfway through that campaign. That's the newest one. No, that's the one previously. That's when the Spiritborn were added.
Oh yeah, I speedrun that.
Yeah.
I speedrun that like day before the expansion.
Oh, smart. I was like taking my time and I have the Kerrigan outfit because when I bought originally Lord of Hatred, you get some tender from that. And so I used that to buy the Kerrigan outfit from StarCraft when they had like a StarCraft collab.
Oh, is it that's like the diva before. That looks kind of like
yeah, she's got like the Lilith. Spines. Yeah. Because I was like, I have to. She's so iconic. And I was playing StarCraft 2 for the first time back then. So I...
You're such nerds, girl.
I know. And so all...
But I love it.
So I was like excited because I was like, I'm also trying to get my friend Taylor. Shout out to Taylor, creator of Greenhouse. Taylor Luke. I'm trying to get him to play Diablo 4. And so I was like, we're going to play through it from the beginning. Like, we're going to play like... Mm. The original campaign, then Vessels of Hatred, then Lord of Hatred. He's literally never played a Diablo game before, but and he's like super scared of like horror. And I was like, well, this is like scary.
Oh, but it's
not scary, but it is scary. No. Like it's got like blood. It's
gross. I feel gross. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like scary. I didn't think.
No, I was like, I think you'll like it. So he's gonna buy it, and I was like, cool. I can like play like a sorcerer or something and have like a cool outfit. For when I, whatever class I end up playing, I'll have a cool outfit set aside that's World of Warcraft theme. Mm. That was $50.
No, I think now that you said that, I'm like, it's worth it, girl. Whatever. We're adults and we work really hard and we get to treat ourselves to our fun little stupid games. Because like, you know, like I always thought like I could be spending that money on something else that's also just as like useless, girl, quote unquote. You know, and we're not doing that, so.
Yeah, if I want a DoorDash, I'm basically spending $50. So
yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, Austin, Texas.
You guys tip, right?
Yeah. And Austin, Texas is so expensive to like DoorDash anything. So I was like, okay, that's like one. This is gay math. I'm like, that's me like making dinner one night. So like, I can justify it.
One last dinner, because you know it's gay. I have.
To pay.
But I say that, and then today I like after my doctor's appointment I was like, oh, let me just pop by like the store because like I'm going to London and I want to look cute.
Yeah,
spend €200 on clothes.
Listen, you gotta look cute. You're gonna be in London.
I gotta look cute. Yeah,
and who knows, there might be some like hot little British, you know, man out there.
Listen, if there is a British man out there that is like semi-normal and wants to marry me, I'm like, I'm down. Because I want to move to the UK.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not even a joke.
No,
I would move to the UK today if I could. It's just not as easy anymore because of Brexit. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yes. I
okay.
We definitely got the lowdown on Brexit just because it also was affecting our travel plans, like ours being the US.
Of course. Yeah. So apparently they're working on like a new deal thing that it's like at least a little easier, but I don't know. I now have to even apply for like a visa thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not like technically a visa, but something that I need for America too. And I'm like, it's the UK. I used to go there like back and forth, like it was nothing. And now it's like, oh, I have to fill this form out and blah, blah, blah. It's just like so annoying. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited though about, there's a lot of games to play. There's been times where I have nothing to play, and right now I feel like I have too much to play.
Same.
I finished Resident Evil 3, loved it.
Yes!
About to play Resident Evil 4 on stream. Ooh, I did kind of lock myself into it, and I'm like, I hate that. I want to play Resident Evil all the time, but I can't because I promised everyone I will stream it. Because surprisingly, my audience really enjoys the Resident Evil streams. I was like, oh, everyone's going to be like, bye, bitch.
You're gay and your audience likes Resident Evil. I'm gagged.
Oh my god, shook.
Shook.
Crazy.
Another gay playing Resident Evil. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I really, really love it.
You should apply for Capcom Partner.
How do you do that?
They have like applications open. You basically, I don't know. I'll send you the details, but if you like playing like Resident Evil games, they're always looking for like
content creators. I am a Capcom whore. Sorry.
Oh, I know.
I like Capcom.
Yeah.
Like, I've been playing Monster Hunter since I'm a child. And I didn't realize that. And then I was like, wait, something about this, like, reminds me of Monster Hunter. And the girls were like, yeah, because maybe because it's from the same company. I'm like, right.
Wait, have you played, if you like Capcom, another game I didn't mention that I did stream a little bit and I've been playing off stream is Pragmata, which is their new game.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's good.
I'm just not so sure if I like the whole, like, space vibe.
You have to be into the space vibe, but the combat is like such a unique blend of like an FPS game, but it's also a puzzle game, and it's, oh, it was good. It's really good, girl.
Okay.
But One thing that we do have to discuss, because you've been gone for the last 3 weeks, is we've gotten a massive amount of listener questions.
Oh, yeah.
And so I figured today we could try to at least break through the mold and get through as many as we possibly can in today's episode. If we don't get to your question, we'll definitely cover it in a future episode. And if you would like to submit a question for a future episode, please do so at azerothwithattitude@gmail.com. Let us know your username, your country or state that you are from, what your
top versus bottom.
Top versus bottom, ASL. Like, I want to know everything. that's crazy. Don't do that. But we want to know who you are, and leave us a question. You can also leave us a question in the YouTube comment section. Which one of the questions that was submitted was from the YouTube comment section?
Yes. Are you going to do it first?
Yeah, I'll do the first one. And okay. Shout out to Luca from Germany who submitted this. He submitted this so long ago, and we have finally gotten to it.
Sorry, it's my fault, Luca.
No. Luca says, "Hey guys, my name is Luca from Germany. I love your podcast so much. I'm a huge WoW fan. I play a Blood Elf, Blood Death Knight tank, Dom Daddy Energy." And his name is She Dad. I don't think that's how you pronounce it, but I'm going to pronounce it like that.
Okay, oh, work.
I think it's funny. Maybe that is how you pronounce it. My question is, what do you think about World of Warcraft tattoos or tattoos in general? I'm covered in tattoos, and I have the Dark Lady Sylvanas on my arm and an orc on my leg. I would love to hear your opinion. Love you guys. Slay the house, Mama Boots. And then you provided a photo of your Sylvanas tattoo. Yeah, fierce.
That's a big tattoo. Damn. I love that.
You're like, ooh, that's a big arm. Just
Dylan painting me as a whore. Fork found in kitchen.
Girl, you straight up said, if there is a man who is British that is decent and average, I will marry you. If that's not saying you are open and available.
Okay, I just hurt my nose laughing. Just saying, for legal reasons, that was a joke. Obviously, Dylan, the fuck?
Yeah, for legal reasons and for your whole, that was a joke. That was a joke. She's not ready, right, available. And if there is any hot UK hung men, don't hit Art up. Definitely don't DM him on Instagram. And definitely don't go see him in person at LFG London.
Right. Anyway, tattoos. So
yeah, tattoos.
I did actually think about getting like a small, meaningful tattoo, like cock or something. I don't know.
Cock.
Like, yeah, it was a joke.
Oh,
you know, I was like, oh, small. You know, people are like, oh my god, getting small, meaningful tattoos, and it's just like cock. You know, like it's a joke.
I thought. Never mind. Do you not have any tattoos?
I do actually, which so many people forget. Like, I even forget that I have this.
Oh, cute. Wait, what's the meaning behind it? To describe to the
There's
audio.
No meaning.
Oh, it's like a fox.
So it's basically like it was supposed to be a young wolf. Everyone thinks it's a fox. And I got this. I was very in love. First boyfriend, and he had a lots of tattoos, and we were traveling. We went to Budapest, Hungary, and he got a tattoo, and she was like, "Do you want one too?" And I was like, "Yep." I was so in love with this guy, and I like, I guess, wanted to impress him and get a tattoo too. And I got a tattoo. I know, so stupid. So I was 18, girl. And I got it here. She was like, "Are you sure you wanted your first tattoo like here?" I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And she was like, specialized in animal heads. I was like, I want the wolf. She was like, do you want any altercations? I was like, no, not really. She goes, are you sure? And I'm like, actually, let's add the crescent moon, because I love Sailor Moon. And that's the story behind my tattoo. It has zero meaning, absolutely zero meaning. The only meaning it has is me being young, stupid, and very in love. That's it.
That is
crazy. But I did actually... I'm not a huge fan of getting more tattoos. I don't think it's my thing. Yeah. But I did consider getting like a tiny tattoo of World of Warcraft themed. But I don't want it to be like a I personally don't want it to be like an obvious World of Warcraft tattoo. I want it to be like something that when you know is World of Warcraft. Otherwise, yeah, you just think it's like something, you know? Like for example, my friend Lou, he got like a tiny little dragon. And aww, it's so cute. And he got it because he loves Drakthyr, which weird. But I think it's so cool, you know? Like, that's the type of tattoo what I want. But I love your, like, big tattoo. I think people that can pull this off are fucking cool. I can't, personally.
Shout out to our friend Lou, who's a scaly. He's got, like, a thing for Drakthyr. He, you know, one step away from a furry. Love you, Lou.
Period. Yeah, I'm visiting him this weekend, actually.
Oh, fun! Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I do have tattoos.
Do you have tattoos?
I do have tattoos. So on this arm.
Oh, forget you showed me this before. The alien. Yeah.
So I'm a... Yes. Okay, so I have to give context here. I love horror, like horror movies, horror video games. Like, I just love horror. But I'm not like a very like gothic person, or like that's not like my vibe. But I definitely fuck with the gothic aesthetic. So I wanted like a potential sleeve of horror tattoos.
Whoa.
But as I started getting tattoos, I was like, I don't know if I want a sleeve. Like, I just don't give off tattoo sleeve kind of energy. So my first tattoo, and I'll describe it to audio listeners, is I was in Ireland with my husband. And I got Jason Voorhees mask.
Oh, yeah, of course.
From Friday the 13th on my ankle. And I was in Cork, Ireland. And there was this professional like tattoo artist that was doing walk-ins. And apparently he doesn't normally do walk-ins. He does like appointments only. So I was like, well, this is my opportunity to like get like a really good professional tattoo done.
That was your first one?
First one. And it was realism. So I got this like realism tattoo on my ankle. Shout out to my friend Smatter, Sam. He has tattoos all over his arms and legs in New York. And I like the style of some of his tattoos. The style of tattooing is called American Traditional. I'm not a big American Traditional person, but there is this Instagram tattoo artist named Big Ol' Brat, shout out, who tours around the United States that does tattooing. And so they were in Austin, Texas. And so that's when I got my second tattoo, which is Ghostface from the Scream series. And
really cool.
It's in this like American traditional style, but it also doesn't really look like American traditional. And if you get really close, you'll notice that there's only three colors in it. There is red, a greenish blue, and like a green and a blue. And so when people look at it, they think, oh, is this like 3D colors? It's actually not. But I think that's an easy explanation, is like, oh, it's like 3D. I really love the style of like an Italian slasher. They're called like usually Argento films. And it's these like hyper pigmented, like super colorful slasher films. And they usually have this color scheme. So I was like, I want to get these like iconic horror characters in the color scheme of these like Italian slashers that I like. So my third tattoo was a xenomorph from the Alien franchise, because I really love the Alien franchise. Yeah. Made by the same tattoo artist, Big Ol' Brat. And so it's got like...
Never seen Alien.
That's crazy. Never seen it. That's crazy. You're not gay. So...
Okay.
Just kidding. As you say, I am open and available for any UK man. So my last tattoo is one that I got late last year. My husband and I, my husband's been really wanting to get matching tattoos for a really long time. But our style of tattoos are so different. He's like a very cutesy, like anime style. And I'm definitely more horror. So I surprised him this Christmas. And I said, we're going to get matching tattoos. I'll pay for it. Like, and I came up with this design. And I was like, we're going to get Pikmin. Because he really likes the game Pikmin. So I was like, we're both going to get Pikmin tattooed on our body. But in our
Are these those styles, like little guys with the leaf on the head?
Yes. So
do you know that meme where it goes, I am...
Yeah. So basically it's kind of like...
Oh, those are so cute!
So on my right ankle, I have a red Pikmin holding a giant knife to be in like the horror theme. And his is like a yellow Pikmin looking cute.
Yeah, that's so cute. Ugh. Sweet.
I do have one more story about WoW tattoos, though. Okay. I won't say his name just for identity purposes, but I did used to previously work with a guy who got this massive back piece that was World of Warcraft.
Let me guess, it's Illidan.
No. It was, in my opinion, a little insane. I'm trying to
remember. The whole back? No.
Entire back.
That's insane.
Shoulder blades to ass crack.
Oh, what the fuck?
A World of Warcraft piece. And it is Alliance versus Horde in this, like, I don't know if it's like a PvP battleground, like, scenario. I'm trying to remember if there was any, like, actual iconic characters from the story. A part of me thinks it was just, like, generic characters.
Maybe it's, like the fighting map from the battleground.
Maybe.
That's insane.
But I was like, girl, I don't know. I don't know about that. And it was like half completed for like the longest time. And then he finally finished it. Shout out to that guy. They know who they are if they ever listen. They were a sweetheart to work with. But I was like, girl, that is a choice. That is a massive tattoo.
I'm happy that they like it. It's just not for me.
Not for me, Zol. But thank you so much, Luca, for the question.
Yes, thank you.
Do you want to move on to the next one?
Is it the one that starts with Hi Girly Pops?
No, it's the Hello Art and Dylan.
Yeah, there we go.
If you want it's a really long one, so it's up to you if you want to read the whole thing or just spark note it. But
Yes. This question is from Ray, a main dwarf holy priest named Kraken on the server Proudmoore. Love that. I also made a character in Proudmoore, by the way, I think.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Also, shout out to Kraken. Love him. Sorry.
Your friendship, the podcast, and your stream are incredible. I've actually never listened to a podcast before in my life. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm really happy you guys are enjoying it. I also want to thank you both. On my personal note, I've been going through one of the hardest times in my life after losing my dad to cancer earlier this year. It's been incredibly tough, but I can honestly say that discovering the podcast during this time has meant a lot to me. Having something to look forward to every Thursday. Oh, that's so cute. I love that. I'm really glad that we were able to, you know, help you through that. That means a lot. On a lighter note, I'm a huge transmog person. I spend absurd amount of gold constantly changing and experimenting with different looks. It's honestly one of my favorite parts of the game. So my question for you both is, what's your favorite transmog set or piece you can currently wear, and what's one transmog set or piece you absolutely love but cannot get anymore? Ooh. Well, the one that I love, also again, thank you so much, Ray, for the question. I really appreciate it. So my favorite transmog piece is definitely the coats that they've been adding. I grinded out the black coat from the Undermine, and it's my favorite thing to wear. I wear it all the time. And then most favorite, but I can't get. Oh, I know exactly. It is the pink priest staff from the Mage Tower. I'll never be able to get that because I didn't play Legion. And it's a pink, like, open book with wings in the back staff for priests that is incredibly and so beautiful. And it's pink. I can't get that. And I never will.
Okay.
Pissed.
So similar to you, I would say the thing that I can't get is all the Mage Tower stuff. Like, I love all of the, like, a majority of the Mage Tower, like, cosmetics that were given. And I just didn't take WoW as seriously back then. So it is a bit sad that I will never have the opportunity to get those ever. Unless something changes in the future, who knows? But my favorite set that I tend to use a lot, I don't own the black coat. If I owned the black coat, it would be the black coat.
It's a grind, girl.
It is a grind. There is in the shop the Celestial, there's like the Celestial transmog set that adds like these star effects around you.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I love using pieces from that in various different transmogs because it adds this like effect to like whatever is. Like putting it's it as really a nice. Head, like I love it. So that's probably my favorite transmog set. I've used that for like a druid. I've used that for a mage. I've used that for like a holy priest. Like it's such a like a good one to intermix between all the different transmog sets. Love it.
Love. Fierce.
We probably have time for like one more question. And then we will get to the rest of them in the future. This one is from, Sebastian again. Sebastian submitted a question earlier. Sebastian from Sweden. Quick question before.
Wait, didn't you skip a question though?
I don't think so.
Oh, from Brian.
I did. Okay, we'll get to your question next time, Sebastian. Sorry. You're right. No, thank you for calling it out. Hi, girly pops. My name is Brian from Cincinnati. I play way too many alts on Proudmoore, but currently a blood elf fire mage named Adrian.
Adrian.
My question is, or maybe you want to do a ranking video, which race do you think have the most cohesive, interesting, or beautiful capital cities? Who's giving the most or the least? Who do you think has the best aesthetic or design? My favorite is still Suramar City.
I love Suramar.
And thank you for the PS about your guild. I need to get into a guild, but I've just been having no time for a while. But thank you so much, Brian. Ooh, okay. Favorite race that is the most interesting? Well, I'm definitely biased. I'm going to say the undead, obviously, for like their aesthetic and their story. But I will say for most beautiful capital city, if we are treating Undermine as the new capital city for the goblins, I do like how they have blended this goblin aesthetic and really made it feel its own in this like new like capital city. We got so much lore about the goblins that we were kind of missing from goblins. I don't know if it's my favorite, but I would say...
I was just going to say the goblin is your favorite.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I do find it interesting that they were like in the War Within. They were like, you know what? We haven't done anything with goblins in a very long time. Let's unite like all these goblin storylines together into one massive city, but also give it its own unique look and feel. And you get cars, which I think is interesting. More interesting than what we got from the gnomes.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't really like Undermine. Oopsie.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
But my favorite city is Borealis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the first one that came into my mind. I love Borealis so much. You think Silvermoon, because of my favorite race in World of Warcraft are the Blood Elves. I love them. Their story, their vibe, everything about them is amazing. And I love what they did with Silvermoon. It's incredible. But the city that I love so, so, so much is Borealis. The music, the vibe, everything, like the seaside, the ships, the like sounds, like the birds. It's just such a beautiful, like if I could pick like a place to live, I would probably pick like a coastal city like that. I know technically Silvermoon is also coastal, but Silvermoon is my second favorite, absolutely. But Borealis just like, I don't know, hits the spot for me. I love Borealis so much.
It is. It's like so just aesthetically pleasing. It fits the lore. Like I love Borealis as well. I think it's really well done. I would say a close follow-up for me would be in a similar vein, the Zandalar. I really love Zuldazar, I think is the name of there. That is a beautiful capital city. It's so cool because it's like truly showcases like how royalty works differently in troll society. You have this massive temple and at the very top is the throne. And then when you go down into like the city itself, you see like the struggles and all the different things that are happening in all the different parts of this village. Like there's the poor part, there's the trade district, there's the docks. Like
Trade.
It's gorgeous. Love Zuldazar. Oh, I could talk about it all day.
Love it.
Well, thank you all so much for this week's episode of Azeroth with Attitude. Thank you so much for all the comments, the likes. We're at 1,000 followers now on TikTok.
Period.
We're getting so close to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. it just please share with any of your friends that play World of Warcraft. Leave a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And please keep the love going. We really do appreciate it so much because we put a lot of work into this.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And I'm so happy to be back.
Yes, we're so happy to have you back. We'll be back next week with yet another episode of Azeroth with Attitude. And until then, bye-bye.
Bye, divas.